perception, sanya, can be really can be very slippery. I experience it as a veil, a view, a filter, or lens that colors a situation. Traditional Buddhist teachings of tinted glasses and bowls of water is very helpful. However, if identification is strong, I won't see it, sanya, the perception. Do you have suggestions for how to see through sanya, how to know when it is coloring my worldview? Well, see, the thing is that every mental state that we have has sanya. If you've got a mind, then you've got sanya. Feeling and perception are a part of the process of knowing, cognizing, interacting with the world around you. And so that and that's why the Buddha gives us something like the Four Noble Truths. So that you start seeing, okay, what's the effect of that? So then you can come back and see, well, how does perception work? How is it coloring? In and of itself, very difficult to tease apart, to sort of, and that's where the with the five khandhas, and particularly the mental khandhas, I think it's in the Bhikkhuni Dhammadina, she's being asked questions about nature of mind and nature of practice, and saying that these are aspects of mind are conjoined, they are not disjoined. So that they aren't separate. They're by very nature they're conjoined. They function together. They work together. You can't sort of tease them apart into discrete. You can see them function in somewhat different ways, but they're still working together. That using the mirror of the Four Noble Truths, then you start seeing, well, what's the effect? How does it work? What happens? Then we get a motivation to work with it, to skillfully bring into being the qualities that allow the mind to become more clear, more still, more happy, more peaceful. And to relinquish the qualities of mind that tend to cloud and disturb the mind and bring it to a place of suffering. And in that process, then we start to understand a bit more clearly how those things work together.